Do you guys believe in aliens?
Ooh, don't get me started.
We're Earth, Wind, and Fire, here with Victoria Monet. Please join us for our one-on-one conversation.
It really feels surreal. I've seen you guys all of my life. I don't remember a specific first time. It's just kind of something that's always been there. My family was playing it at family reunions, at barbecues and the pool parties and the good happy Sundays when my mom would clean the house. It was like always when the time was good. On any day that doesn't feel as happy as it should, something that crosses my mind as a pick-me-up, it's like, I have a song with Earth, Wind, and Fire. Oh, it's like, oh, yeah, okay, I can do this. Celebration every time we don't even gotta ask, you know I got some. It was really nice to be able to collaborate in the studio with you guys.
No matter where we are in our careers, we all still want to be like, cool. When we work with you, I'm doing something cool today. You know what I mean? You know, and we go on stage, man, we see those young people, man, we can relate when they give the heart. Yeah. So what happens when we work with artists like yourself, it gives us a cool insight that we're cool too.
Yes.
Well, it's
yes.
Great energy. When we get in the studio, the music takes over. You know, yes. It definitely is the thing that we're there for. It was a fun time collaborating with you and just watching your process.
As far as inspiration, I have to just thank you guys because your music has been the foundation of my project Jaguar. Your arrangements and your lyrics and the way it makes people feel. I know Charles Stepney was integral in your guys' career. Did he give you guys any tips that you guys remember? Or what do you feel like was his superpower as a songwriter?
So many. It was like being in school.
Yeah, just being around him.
It was being in school because he was an arranger, writer, keyboardist, vibist. He wouldn't overwhelm us with stuff that was too heavy. He could break it down and say, play these three chords and leave out this note, you know. And then he would embrace what we were doing.
Yeah.
He didn't take us out of our comfort zone, but he pushed us to go to a higher level.
Never level.
Yeah. A different place, yeah.
Yeah, he embodied a great teacher. Mm-hmm. It's like you want a guide, to give the information and then give the tools and let you guys play. I kind of want to know from you guys what you think of today's music.
There's so much music out there, and with the streaming services, there's so many different ways to listen to it. That's good that you can get through a lot of music. For me, it's hard to get hooked on any particular thing.
I feel like maybe that's just about our lack of digesting albums, full albums. Mm-hmm. I think we're kind of like a single-based one-off society now, literally being able to skip it too fast, you know. Before it was like you have to put the whole CD in or you have to put the whole vinyl on.
You're right, you're there.
You're in the world.
You know, back in the day when an album came out, everybody had that album and they listened to it for like 2 or 3 months. But today, you know, you don't really have that anymore.
There's a lot of material out there these days and the market is just saturated. You have to really pick and choose.
Your music spans across 5 generations.
We would have never thought
that we were going to be around this long.
Not this long.
Not 50
really?
Years.
No. You didn't know?
50 plus years.
We started at 21.
And 21. Yeah.
What was the beginning of your journey, though? I put that on my mama,
on my hood. I started leaning more towards movement and dance. I was an only child, so I was very shy. Dance was a group sport that I could have music around, but also kind of like fade into the background while I perfect whatever I wanted to perfect. And then eventually got the courage to sing.
You started writing for so many different people. Maurice was very similar in that he was very gifted in hooks. You are too. So where did that come from?
Actually, I started really focusing on hooks because I looked at Bruno Mars' career and I traced it back to when he first did a hook with B.O.B. And it kind of catapulted him to another level. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to write nothing but hooks just for a period of time to focus on hooks only. So I was sending them out and that's how I ended up collaborating with a lot of rappers.
Would you sample the music or would you just send them? What did you send them?
I would send them demos for them to have a female singer on the hook while they rap. Mm-hmm. And I would try to sing them so well that they wouldn't take me off and replace it with another artist. And sometimes it would work. I'm just a music fan and I really admire live music. It's one reason why I'm so attracted to your guys' music. I believe when you put a musician behind every instrument, it's just so cool to hear what it sounds like when so many people come together for a common idea, the energy that it has behind it, and it will hold for generations to come.
We come to a concert, we're like their memory. We kind of like ground them for 2 hours.
Yeah.
They can forget about everything that happened. They feel better. It's all about the heart. You know,
when
I get lost sometimes when he's singing.
Yeah.
I miss my cue. I say, wow, he sounds so good. Say, hey, we're going right here.
I
love the music so much and I love hearing him on stage.
I've done that too.
Yeah.
There have been some times when he's done Reasons.
I'm
listening to him. And then when the song is over, I'm like,
I just missed my cue.
The music transcends age groups or ethnicity. That's the reason why we're able to continue to do it globally.
Somebody said, you guys are part of the paint now. It's in your DNA, all of our music.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Yeah. It's just so special to be able to hear what you guys do and I guess mimic it. I guess the same way that you guys were inspired and Maurice was inspired and you guys have fusion music and spectrum music from jazz to funk to R&B and Afro soul and you put all these things together and it makes you, I feel like you guys are a part of what makes me. The magic in the music, the magic on stage. I cannot wait to see it live.
At this point, it's no secret that we're going to be out there with Lionel, and it's going to be a fun thing. We're looking very forward to it.
At this particular point in our careers, it's a privilege, 50 years, and it goes by just like that.